我们可以打开圣经，我们看雅各书第五章。We can turn our Bibles to James chapter 5. 我们继续在雅各书去查考神的话语。We're continuing in the book of James, as we study the word of God. 今天呢，我们有一个我想跟大家很有关系一个重要的信息。I think the message we have this morning affects us all, and it's kind of important to all of us. 因为我们今天呢就看基督徒与钱。And this morning we're talking about Christians and money. 今天大家有没有钱？ Does everybody have any money? 我想钱呢就是大家都是觉得是一个重要的话题。I think, you know, all of us would think that money is an important subject. 冇钱就唔得啊！ If you don't have money, then you're in trouble, right? Yeah. 我哋需要生活，我哋需要衣食住行。We need to live. We need to food and house and clothes and all that stuff. 有冇留意到呢个星期同埋听日咧就系徐普鲁斯问题。Have any of you been noticing on the news this last week and the major problem that they're going to have to decide tomorrow in Cyprus?
问题就是因为他破产要借贷，澳洲呢就不借钱，除非他是交一个款项，他没钱交，所以他想到一个好的计划。所有银行储蓄的人在他的银行的储蓄是收税，你没办法提款，就是即刻收了你先，那你就不喜欢。And so because, you know, they have to pay a deposit for another loan to the European community, and because they don't have the money, they came up with a great plan that they pay a bank tax on everybody's savings.
当然啲人唔中意咁啊，反抗吓呢几日喺新闻就日日都见到。And every day in the news we've been seeing, you know, they're not agreeing with this, and I wouldn't agree with it either.
但有咩办法？佢话如果唔攞到呢个多一个借贷咧，佢就破产，就脱离欧洲共体，跟住佢自己嘅钱就唔值钱。
But if they don't get this loan, then they will go bankrupt. They'll have to withdraw from the European community, and then the own Cyprus currency is worthless.
即如果咁样发生，佢就即刻一切嘅储蓄就变咗零嘅。
And if that happens overnight, all of their savings will go to zero.
一个好严重嘅问题，咪？可能有骨牌一个国家又脱离欧共体，跟住另一个破产。
And you know, it can be a domino effect with one country affecting another in the European community. It's so messed up.
所以我哋睇得到呢，即係好似香港，你有冇留意呢排呢就好多新聞，好多特輯嘅，因为香港呢个嘅沙士后十年啊。
And even in Hong Kong, you know, on the news the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of special, it's, you know, about the 10 years after SARS.
我真的估唔到咁快十年啊。
It's hard to imagine, it's already been 10 years.
十年后嘅沙士，即係如果大家记得沙士嘅时候呢，即係又係香港面对呢个经济嘅风暴下，即係都好快呢就原本係有环境，跟住变咗负家产。
係咪？负资产 ,sorry, 讲错咗。负资产啊。
家庭的产业啊，我讲资产 ，sorry， 负资产。
You know, and then you know, same thing, similar happened in Hong Kong with SARS because just almost overnight, you know, the economy went bottomed out and everybody ended up.
How do you say 负资产 in English?
Whatever, yeah. I don't know how you say that. You know, they pay $5 million for their apartment, and now they still have to pay the bank, and it's only worth a million. It's only worth $1 million. So, whatever way you're out.
其实经济就是咁样，有上上落落。You know, finance is like that. It goes up and down. 美国仲系因为雷曼兄弟呢，仲系面 仲未脱离呢个危机。You know, the United States is still suffering because of Lehman Brothers a couple years ago. 我哋又睇到好多嘅呢啲事几时会脱离嘅 ，and we see all these things, and when can we come out of it? 嗱，雅各咧就系第五章第一节至到第六节。即是他讲的说话几严重。But what James is saying here in chapter 5, verse 1 to 6 is pretty serious. 哎，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣号啸，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。你们的财物坏了，衣服也破虫，又被虫子咬了。你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积财钱财，积赚钱财，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱，这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。你们在世上享美福好宴乐，当宰杀的日子竟飘扬你们的心，你们定了二人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。我们一起低头祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们看到你的话语，我们靠耶稣透过这个圣经里面教导我们清楚明白你今天要我们知道的真理。我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。这个经文呢就雅各讲得很严厉的。James is speaking with some powerful words in these passages. 我们看得到呢讲到基督徒与钱的关系。And as we're talking about Christians and money, then the relationship, it's pretty important. 因为我们个个都需要钱。Because we all need money. 但是重要呢就是就要知道圣经里面钱呢就是忠诚。没分好坏。But you need to know, in the Bible, money is neutral. There's no distinction between good and bad. 是钱呢是其实个重点是我们对钱的看法。And what's important is how do we look at finance, how do we look at our money. 所以我们个重点呢就有钱没钱这个就不是问题，也都不是犯罪。个问题就是我们怎样看钱。So it's not a matter, an issue, you know, you have money or you don't have money, you're a sinner or not a sinner like that. It's how you look at your money, what's your attitude about money. 我们个个都需要钱，这个事实。And we all need money, that's a fact. 我们如果没钱就是很难生活。And if we don't have any money and any cash, then it's really hard to live. 如果我们记得呢，雅各呢，整本书呢，就好似跟住耶稣在马太福音第五章到第八章的登山部分。好似跟呢个登山部分做一个解释嘅。If you remember the book of James, James is kind of like following along what Jesus said from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 8 on the Sermon on the Mount. And it's kind of like giving an explanation to what Jesus was teaching. 如果你记得耶稣在登山部分他都讲关于钱。 And if you remember when Jesus was on talking in the Sermon on the Mount, he talked a lot about money. 他又讲到呢，你不要侍奉两个主，因为你侍奉两个主你会爱一个是恶一个。 And Jesus said, don't, sir, you can't love two masters because you love one and hate the other. 他说你爱这个呢就是爱世界和爱钱和爱神是不得的。And he says, you know, if you're loving money and you're loving God at the same time, it won't work. Now, 马太福音里面耶稣都讲呢，我们储蓄的钱就会有生锈，有拆偷的，咁样是不是？即是要积财财宝在天上，因为天上没有拆，就不会生锈，不会有虫子咬的。If you remember, Jesus also said on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, you know, don't store up treasures here on earth, store up your treasures in heaven. Here on earth, you have thieves come and steal it, they'll rust, and the worms will eat it, but in heaven, there's no thieves and there's no rust, right?所以好像雅各讲的东西跟耶稣讲的一样。 It seems like what James is saying is very similar to what Jesus said. 其实雅各呢，就是雅各书里面都有其他经节是讲到钱。
And even James in this book, there's other passages where he's also talking about money.
你记得第一章十节同埋十一节。
If you look at chapter 1 verse 6, chapter 1 verse 10 and 11,
佢话富足的歇降卑，也该如此，因为他们必要过去。如同草上的花一样。
He says in verse 10, you know, in chapter 1, that the rich should come down into low esteem because they're like a flower that's going to, grass that's going to fade, you know.
跟住第二章第二节至到第五节又讲到钱。
And then in chapter 2, from verse 2 to 5, he talks about money again.
他说你不要将人家因为带着戒指或者很靓的衣服呢，就是比他重要的位置，将那些穷人放后边。
You know, he says, you know, you see people come dressed nice with a lot of money and give them a special place and a special position in the poor people put in the back.
他说不要这样，即是说不要见高拜见低踩， right?
He says don't worship those that are to be esteemed and don't, you know, look down on those that are lowly estate.
雅各是讲很多关于钱的，所以在这个我们就看得到雅各讲这件事。但是圣经里面即是钱不是问题，是我们的心态才是问题。
But in the Bible, money is not really the issue, it's our attitude about money.
那如果我们看到旧约圣经的时候呢，讲关于钱，旧约圣经和新约有分别。
And if you look at the Old Testament talking about money, it's a little different than the New Testament.
在旧约圣经里面呢，有钱等于神的祝福。
In the Old Testament, to have money, to be rich, was a symbol of God's blessing.
你知不知？
有钱的人，他当这个是神的福气临到他身上。And so in the Old Testament, if somebody who's rich, they'd say, man, this guy is really blessed by God.
那么几个例子你都会知的。
I'll just give a few examples and you know.
亚伯拉罕好有钱，是神祝福他。
Abraham had lots of money and God blessed him.
有一位仁兄叫约伯，约伯如果今时今日呢，他就是亿万富翁。
And then there's a young man, or no, a man in the Bible, his name was Job, not Job, Job. And if Job was alive today, he would be a billionaire.
他有羊群、牛群、骆驼群，有好多田产。很多葡萄树。
He had herds of camels, herds of sheep, herds of cattle. He had fields and he had vineyards. He was a very wealthy man.
但他非常之爱主， but he loved the Lord. He loved God.
还有大卫王有没有钱？ How about King David? Did he have money?
有。不如讲所罗门王。
所罗门王当时是世界上最富有、最富足的。 And King Solomon at that time, he was the richest man in the whole world.
所以我们看得到神就是祝福他的子民，他的祝福有部分是看到他有钱，是有钱是神的祝福。
And as God blesses his people, one of the ways he blesses them is blessing with wealth and abundance.
摩西是这样说，是生命记第八章十八节。
This is what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 18.
Ne yu ge lim ye wa ne dik son, yin wai duk zi chai dik lik leung si ta kup ne dik.
But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce this wealth.
Oh, hai son bei ne ni go nang lik. Hai duk chai.
It's God who gives you the ability to be rich.
所以我们看得到呢，就是教育圣经这个就是一个是有钱是神的礼物。
And so in the Old Testament, this whole concept is that it's to be rich was a blessing and a gift from God.
发达就是祝福。
And to be, have abundance was one of God's blessings.
所以箴言十章二十二节，所罗门说，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。 And so Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessings of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it.
真是好的,有神秘的富足,是没有加上忧虑,这个跟世界的富足有分别。
And so you see the blessings that God gives, that we don't have trouble, we're not worried and anxious over it, but that's very different from the riches that the world gives you, isn't it?
多数在世界有富足就很担心,有人偷,有人拿,会不会股市跌?
You know, usually in the world when you have riches, you're always afraid, is somebody going to steal it? Is the stock market going to drop out? Am I going to lose it? You know?
但神钱就不会担心.
But if God gives it, you don't worry about it.
所以是我们对钱的看法, 在教约圣经里面,就是有这个心态,就是神赐,是神被称重.
And in the Old Testament, the attitude was, God gives it, I should worship God for it.
你记不记得约伯呢? 当他遇到试炼, 他的田产就没了, 他的羊群、牛群被人拿走, 甚至他失去一切, 记不记得他说什么?
Do you remember what Job said when he came into trouble and he lost his fields, he lost his herds, and he lost his riches overnight?
He said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
他的态度就是有钱就感谢主,没钱也要感谢主。他不会因为没了钱就崩溃。
His attitude was, I'm blessed by God, praise God. If God takes it away, praise God. And he's not going to go into despair because God took it away.
是跟我们很不同,是吗? 因为约伯是看神重要,不是看钱重要.
It's so different than us because James, Job, he looked at at God as being the important thing and not the money, and we've got it the other way around. We look at the money as important.
当然在教育圣经有些不爱神的,是拿到一些圣经称为是
And of course, there are some people in the Old Testament who didn't follow God's plan, and they would get rich by illegal or evil means, and they call it evil gain.
But what was the difference when you come to the New Testament?
新約聖經的分別在教約時代,以色列人是神的選民。
And the difference was in the Old Testament, the Jews, the children of Israel, were God's chosen people, and their form of government was God leadership.
So the
difference was that God gave them the law, and they were to follow the law in their daily lives.
来到新约圣经,以色列人是被外邦人统治,罗马是希腊,其他国家是统治.
And in the New Testament, we see that Israel was now under the leadership of Gentile nations like Rome and Greece and all this.
这些是不爱神,他是人定的法例.
And these are nations that didn't know God, and they were following laws that man set up.
我们现在是民主资本主义的社会,
now we're in so-called democracy or in a capitalistic society.
我们的君主社会, or maybe a military society,
我们无论是什么经济体系或者政治体系, 绝对不是神主, 是人主.
And no matter what kind of government, form of government we have in the world today, it's no longer a theocracy, a God government. It's a man's government.
So it's 社会主义、共产主义、民主国家等等，这些全部是人建立的。
And so whether it's communism, socialism, democracy, or whatever, it's still a man's form of government.
所以我们现在发现到,特别在澳门,我们生活,我们33年都是一直看得到,人的统治就是跟神的统治很不同。
And so, you know, I've been here in Macau for 33 years, and I see a big difference in the way that God would govern and the way that man governs.
澳門就係出曬名嘅以前咧，就係好多係唔公平嘅即係老細嘅制度，係咪？
You know, Macau is famous for having unrighteous bosses and employees.
以前呢就可能而家冇咁厲害，但以前呢又要成日加班，又做12個鐘頭，或者係冇即係唔會加班費，係咪？冇假期，剝削啊，或者欠人工啊，係咪？
You know, we used to always have to face these issues, you know, always having to work overtime and no overtime pay and no more holidays and, you know, maybe not getting paid for weeks or months at a time, 係咪？
我哋其實港澳都係一個叫商家佬嘅一個嘅社會，
you know, even Macau and Hong Kong, basically we're more under the leadership of the businessmen, right?
所以好多事我哋會係有呢個嘅矛盾喺我哋嘅生活嘅當中，
and so often it brings in conflict in our lifestyle.
我哋面對 好多，現在政府就係想強制呢個嘅有法定假，或者係加班，或者係最基本工資。You
know, the government's trying to regulate, you know, that there's proper holidays, or that, you know, you get paid overtime, or you even have, you know, the minimum wage.
昨日香港都討論緊呢個基本工資有冇嘅基本開工嘅 小時係咪？好似美國有40小時先係一日，即係一個星期嘅工資。香港冇40，好似係50，係咪？但係未定嘅。You
know, so now in Hong Kong, you know, even yesterday they were talking again about, you know, I don't know what they call it, in English, regulating the number of hours a week that you should be for the minimum wage. Like in the United States, it's 40 hours a week generally, right? And I think it's 50 here, but I don't think it's really, it's just a vague, it's not really set.
習近平剛剛上任，佢第一時間好強調講啲乜嘢？
And what did Xi Jinping, is that how you say his English name? Xi Jinping?
Xi Jinping.
What was one of the most important things that they've been discussing as he comes into power?
解決貪污腐敗，唔要有第二個薄熙來出嚟，係咪？
And so what are they discussing and trying to get people to do to solve the problem of corruption and solve the problem of illegal government practices, and we don't want another major government officer going off the bin.
So what he said, 那個社會是一個腐敗、貪污、出曬名、台大交易嘅社會。
And so our society is a society that's built on corruption and evil practices and under the table business dealings. 係咪?
雅各係針對呢啲人嚟講話。
And James is talking to these people in this passage.
你睇到雅各呢就喺呢度講啲乜嘢呢?
佢係喺第四節。 你睇佢講啲乜嘢? Look what James is saying to them in verse 4.
佢話你係，sorry，第一章。佢話工人給你們收割莊稼，你們虧欠他們嘅工錢，這工錢有聲音呼叫，並且那收割之人
的冤聲已經入了萬軍之耶和華的耳裏邊。So you know, you've got these guys working in your field and you're not paying them, you're holding back their pay, and their money is calling out to God.
即係一個腐敗係有人做工但係唔俾人工佢哋嘅。And
so it's James is dealing with evil, corrupt businessmen.
所以有錢不是問題，但是你怎樣賺到你的錢。
So the issue is not whether you have money or not, the issue is how did you get your money?
系咪？你对钱嘅重要，你咪睇钱重要过一切。And do you look at money as being important? And is it the most important thing in your life? 你会记得有一次有一个少年官嚟到揾耶稣。There's one time that a young ruler came to Jesus. 佢问耶稣：我要做啲乜嘢得到永生 ？He said, "What do I need to do to get eternal life?" 耶稣话：你要点点点点点。佢话：我从小又做呢啲嘢。And he said, Jesus said, "You need to do this and this and this." And the young man said, "I've been doing that from my childhood." 耶稣话：你仲有一样嘢缺乏。And Jesus said, "There's still one thing that you're lacking."翻屋企，将你一切嘅嘢变卖，捐俾穷人，嚟跟从我。And Jesus said, "Okay, go home, sell all your possessions, get rid of your wealth, give it to the poor, and come and follow me." 圣经话呢个少年官系忧忧愁愁离开嘅，因为佢嘅钱系多。And the Bible says that this young ruler left sad. His countenance was down.Because he had great riches. 佢嘅问题系乜嘢？ What was his problem? 佢睇钱重要过永生。His problem is he looked at riches as more important than eternal life. 系佢嚟揾耶稣问：我可以做啲乜嘢嚟得到永生？ He's the one that came to Jesus and said, "What do I need to do to get eternal life?" 嗱，你唔好误会，耶稣唔系叫我哋将我哋所有嘅钱变埋就去送俾穷人跟从佢。如果咁样唔得，点啊？我哋个个都系穷到死。嗱 ，don't misunderstand what Jesus is saying. He's not telling everyone to sell all your possessions and go and live on poor welfare and follow Jesus. You know, if we all did that, we'd all be in trouble, right?但耶稣知道呢个少年官嘅问题 ，But Jesus knew the problem that this young ruler. 耶稣知道佢系睇钱咁重要嘅 ，And Jesus knew that he looked at money as so important. 系钱阻止佢入到天堂 ，And it was his attitude towards money that was keeping him from eternal life. 佢唔肯放 ，He was not willing to give it up.那如果佢愿意放，可能耶稣唔要佢放啊。If he was willing to give it up, maybe Jesus wouldn't have asked him to give it up. 但因为佢唔愿意，佢拉住耶稣睇得到呢个系烂咗你嘅。And because he was not willing to give it up, he was just holding onto it tightly. Jesus said, "That's holding you back."那可能对你不是钱是阻止你可能我们每人有另一样东西是拦阻我们得永生 And maybe for you it's not money that's the issue Maybe it's something else 有些人是面子 For some people it's face 可能是你的地位身份 Maybe it's your position in life or your status 可能是其他东西 And maybe there's something else 对这个少年官是钱But to this young ruler, it was money. 雅各是第五章第一节叫啲人去哭，因为啲钱系一日之内唔见啦。And James 或者系将来会唔见。And James is telling these rich people to cry, to wail, to weep because misery is coming upon them.嗱，呢班人係賺不義之財。These people in James, they were making money by illegal means. 頭先睇過咧，但係你睇到雅各係第一節已經開始講話佢嘅錢咧就係會生鏽變壞咧，有蟲子咬嘅，係咪？第二三節啦。You look in verse 2 and 3 and James is saying, you know, their money's going to rust, it's going to go bad, it's going to get eaten by worms and all that, you know. 即使话啲钱会消失，唔靠得住。And what he's saying is that your money's not, you know, it's going to disappear, you can't depend on it. 但另一方面佢讲到你要受审判，你要面对审判。But he's also saying that you're going to face judgment.但你看到他讲的这件事他的人是积很多的 儲蓄喺度嘅。But what you get the feeling that these guys that James is talking about, they had lots of savings, right?
你一定要有好多嘅儲蓄，好多嘅積蓄，先至可以有呢啲問題發生。And you need to have savings before these things can happen.
嗱，你有一個好管家，你一定要儲蓄。
If you are a good steward of your money, you should be saving.
係咪？我覺得中國人就係有呢個品行嘅，係識儲錢，係咪
？I think this is a great
my English is going bad. A great character, attribute for Chinese people that they know how to save.
我哋美國人唔識儲錢。
In America, people don't know how to save.
所以係時時信用卡啊、借貸啊，即係搞到亂曬龍。
And because we don't know how to save, you know, it's all credit card and loans and everything. You know, everything goes up.
中國人識儲錢，呢個係好嘅。
And the Chinese know how to save money, that is good.
但呢班人佢喺雅各講嘅呢個儲蓄唔係正常儲蓄喎。
But what James is talking about here, their savings was not normal savings.
因為頭先講過呢，佢做咩啊？欠工錢啊，虧欠啲工人唔出糧俾佢啊。
But what is James saying? They're not paying their workers.
They're holding back the pay.
即使话佢做紧生意赚紧钱，就系自己储埋啲钱都唔出粮俾工人。
And so what they're doing is they've got workers working for them. They're making money. They got a profit. They're putting it in the bank, and they're not even paying their workers.
呢个咪正常储钱啊
？Is that normal savings?
呢个就将自己嘅幸福建立喺别人嘅痛苦。
That is building your own pleasure on top of other people's misery.
是吧？
不义之财。
That is illegal gain. Or evil gain.
他又不会慷慨跟有需要的人分享。
And they would not be generous and share with those who needed it.
他很孤寒，斤斤计较。
And they were very stingy and you know, miserly about their money.
所以雅各是指责他这件事。
And so James is pointing out this problem.
他自己在大鱼大肉是这么享受，但他的工人没粮出。
And so they're sitting there enjoying, you know, the pleasures of life, and yet their co-workers, their employees are suffering in misery.
即其实类似雷曼兄弟，不知道你有没有知道的，当雷曼兄弟发生的时候，美国政府要帮银行，是吧？
You remember in the Lehman Brothers incident when the United States government had to step in and bail out the banks?
根据银行的高职员呢，自己被自己荷官的花红。
And then with the money that the government gave the banks, then the bank CEOs gave themselves a big bonus.
美国几乎破产，但系俾自己一个花红。就是可观的花红几百万的，是不是很离谱？令人很愤恨、啊、
You know, when the whole country is going bankrupt, and then these CEOs give themselves, you know, a couple million dollar bonus, it makes you angry, right?
这个是雅各讲的问题。我们在澳门是不是见到这些这事？ Do you see that in Macau? 腐败贪污
其实有，可能你哋唔知嘅。譬如我呢件衫咧，以前澳门有制衣，系咪 ？You know, Macau used to be a garment center, right？
以前喺美国翻去美国咧，就所有嘅衣服都系澳门制造嘅。
In the old days, when we go back to the United States, all the shirts were made in Macau。
呢度买呢件衫咧，$10铺币，翻到美国买$20美金。
Here we buy this for 10 patakas, MOP. We go back to the United States, buy the same shirt for $20.
Right? 澳门连即系平人工啊嘛。当澳门的人工开始升嘅时候，厂就切到大陆啊嘛。 And when, you know, used to be cheap labor in Macau, when the labor got more expensive, move it to China, right?
跟住中國開始貴呢，就搬去邊度啊？
印尼啊，越南啊，印度啊。And then, you know, China gets expensive, move the factory to Vietnam, move it to Indonesia, move it to India.
可能印度呢，五毫子做的，美國買五十蚊。
Maybe in India, you can make it for 50 cents, and in the United States, sell it for 50.
其實是一樣，是不是？利用克服人的为了自己的利益，自己赚大钱。
It's the same, right? It's taking advantage of other people suffering, persecuting, and for your own benefit.
雅各很严厉，说你要向神交代。
And James is very serious. He says, you're going to have to answer to God.
我们是需要呢，就知道我们做什么都好，要向神交代。
We need to know whatever we do, we'll one day be accountable to God for our actions.
以前澳门呢，就很多菲佣啊。Macau used to have a lot of Filipino housekeepers. 现在菲佣太贵了，请越南啊。
And Filipinos are too expensive, so we get Vietnamese, Yen Lei, or we get Indonesians.
But, 是不是？
他说如果他又贵呢，就请什么人呢？
国内都太贵的。
And even workers from China are too expensive, we don't want them.
是不是？即其实我们都是一样。你想想，2000元一个月怎么生活？在澳门现在这个社会。
Just think, how can somebody live for 2,000 petakas, 2,000 MOP a month in Macau today?
有没有可能啊？好难是不是？租屋都要6,000啊，两房一厅。
You have to at least 6,000 for a two-bedroom house now.
我们个都是要面对这个的问题，有审判来到。
如果没有审判，你说赚钱但是不义之财，有没有 平安，有没有满足？ Let's put aside judgment for a moment and just think about those who get money through illegal means, illicit means. Are they happy? Are they at peace? Are they enjoying their money?
其实都没有平安，没有满足的，他的心都要责备他。
Actually, there's no peace, there's no fulfillment and satisfaction. Their own heart condemns them.
内心都会痛苦。
Inside, they're in pain.
我想到两个很好的例子，在美国，是之前的亿万富翁的。我小的时候，个个都识呢两个名。
I think of two examples in the United States when I was young that everybody knew these two guys. They were billionaires of their time.
第一个呢就是美国航空业同埋报章业嘅，系非常之有名。可能你都听过佢名叫 Howard Hughes。佢中文名叫福华德休斯。有冇听过？非常之有钱嘅。
He was one of the richest men that ever lived in the United States.
他最后十年的时间是一个隐居者的，自己在一间房里面混住在这里。
For the last 10 years of his life, about he lived in seclusion in his own apartment. He would never go out.
人家服侍他说他的指甲长得好像野兽那样的。
And the people that served him said that his nails were long like a wild animal.
他不敢见人的头发长到呢，又不梳头又不洗头。
And his hair just grew long and he never washed and never combed it.
自己一个人孤立自己，有这么多钱都没办法享受。
And he just put himself in seclusion, never went out, nobody ever saw him, and he's just living like that and cannot even enjoy the money that he made.
另一个例子都系好出名，好多人都识佢。
Another example is many people know this man. He's so famous.
佢就系石油嗰方面咧，就系、是、发明到一啲嘅生产石油嘅原油嗰个方法。
And he developed ways to produce and refine oil.
佢嘅名系英文叫 Paul Getty, J. Paul Getty。
中文名就叫保罗盖蒂。
Paul Getty 好有钱嘅，
佢非常之有钱。
He had so much money，
但系佢讲过呢句说话，非常之有意思。
But he said this one thing that made is very interesting。
佢话我愿意将我一切嘅所有代换。一个幸福的婚姻。
He said, I give all my wealth for just one happy marriage.
即是说他的婚姻好不开心，是吧？
他说 just one, 即是试过结婚离婚结婚离婚，但都不开心。
He had said just one, so that means he had been married, divorced, but
我愿意将一切所有交换一个幸福的婚姻。
Give it all up and trade exchange for just one happy marriage.
有钱不等于开心。
Having money doesn't mean you're happy.
那我们看这个经文，我们不如很快讲钱与基督徒。
And as we look at this passage, let's very quickly just mention Christians and wealth.
你身为一个基督徒有两个重点，在这个经文给我提醒。
And as Christians today, this passage gives us two very important things to consider.
第一个重点呢，你怎样得到你的钱？
The first point is, how are you making your money?
第二个重点，你得到钱之后，你怎样运用你的钱？
And the second point is, after you get your money, how do you use or spend your money?
我觉得这两个重点对我们基督徒很重要的。
I think these two points are very important for us as Christians.
我怎样得到我的钱，同埋我怎样运用我的钱？钱本身是中性的，但是我怎样看钱的？这个是重要。
How do I get my money? How do I spend my money? Money itself is neutral. It's not good or bad. But what is my attitude towards money?
你赚钱呢，是不是正当？
Do you make your money through proper legal means?
澳门有很多不正当的方法赚钱。
There are many ways in Macau to make money that are not legal.
你搵你嘅钱呢，就系咪一个合神心意嘅方法？
Are you making money in a way that God would be honored and pleased?
有好多行业可能系赚钱，系赚得多钱，但系神中唔中意呢？
There are many, many jobs and positions in Macau that you can have and you make a lot of money, but is God going to be pleased with you doing it?
如果你份工作一定要做好多呃人嘅嘢，说服人哋去投入去咧，咁神中唔中意你做呃人嘅嘢咧？
And if your job and your position is a job where you have to do some deceit, some little white lies here and there to kind of get people to get involved to be your client, is that really pleasing to God?
赚钱是很容易，很多人很厉害赚钱，但你怎样赚到你的钱？
You know, it's not a difficult thing to make a lot of money and be rich, but how are you getting rich? That is an issue.
我就不可以说，这些工作是基督徒做得，那些工作基督徒不做得。
I can't stand here and say, this job is a Christian can do this job and that job a Christian shouldn't do.
这个是你和神之间的事。
That's something between you and God.
但你要反省，呢啲事 神喜唔喜欢我做。
But maybe you need to ask the Lord and pray. Say, does God, am I honoring God in doing this?
If you are a boss, you earn your money, how do you treat your employees?
If you are an employer,
and you're a Christian, how are you treating your employees?
是不是要他时时加班啊？是不是时时剥削他的时间？
Are you causing them to always work overtime? Are you really taking away their vacation time?
我们身为基督徒，我们是不是做一个合神心意的老细？
And as a Christian, are you a boss, an employee that would be honoring to God?
不如说你的员工啊，你做的工作，澳门社会呢就是一个出名的社会，叫什么啧啧博蛇王的，只眼开只眼闭。
How about if you're an employee? In Macau, this is a place where everybody, you know, we call it the take it easy, you know, just get by, don't let the boss know, you know, when I open, when I close.
好多人就翻工就打卡，跟住去饮茶，啊，差唔多收工就打卡落班。
You know, a lot of people, you know, they go to work, they push in the time card, and then they go have tea, and then they come back. Oh, it's time to go home for lunch, and they push in the time card again.
冇做嘢，呢个叫偷老细钱啊。
That's called stealing your employees' money.
无论你系员工，无论你系老细。你是怎样赚你的钱？
Whether you are an employee or an employer, how are you making your money?
有没有荣耀神？
Is it honoring to God?
第二方面就是，当你得到你的钱的时候，你怎样运用神所给你的钱？
And then the second issue is, once you get your money, how do you use your money?
储蓄是需要储蓄。You need to save. 应该给家用，养父母。
You should be giving money to take care of your parents and your wife and kids.
有衣食住行的需要。
And there is the needs of daily expenses.
我好感恩，我睇到教会呢，就过去两三年，就好慷慨去奉献。
One thing that I just really praise God for is I see this church over the last couple of years has been very generous in giving and offerings.
我觉得是很奇妙，神那个祝福是比你们愿意奉献这么多。
I think it's so amazing how God has blessed you guys and given you a willing heart to share with your funds.
我们无论是买这个地方要筹款，或者是装修的时候又要筹款，或者过去年几两年差不多买了有两年几，是不是有这个运作费，好感恩透过你们神是祝福。
Whether it's when we're raising funds to buy this place or to remodel this place or even it's been 2 years almost, oh, just over 2 years, right? And now the operating expensesAnd God has used you in generous ways to bless.
是很奇妙。但我觉得更加奇妙呢，就是在过去年纪呢，很多时候我们有些特别的活动。好像刚刚新年元宵佳节，有这个老人长者的火锅，就鼓励大家奉献买些特别的礼物包，是不是？
Well, like just the Chinese New Year, when the last day of China, and we had this special hot pot to bless the elderly, and we ask everybody to give and to buy little gifts to give.
次次有呢个呼唤，你哋嘅付出就系绰绰有余，好感恩。
And each time we give an invitation like that, your giving and offering has been more than abundant.
我感受到呢。神给你们一个很愿意奉献，你不会孤孤寒寒，好像那一个讲的那些人。
I believe that God has given you all a heart to share and to bless others. You're not like the people that James is talking about in this passage. 你是愿意分享, 因为你有这个愿意分享的心, 神就祝福你。 And because you have that heart to bless others, God is blessing you.
我很喜欢, 我只是分享这两节经文,很短的经文, 接着我们结束。
I like these two verses, and I just want to very briefly share them with you, and then we'll close.
哥林多后书第九章第七节,
and 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7,
各人要随本心所决定的,不要作难,不要勉强,因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
你们这样奉献神是爱你的,
and as you give like that, God loves you. He loves you.
我们这里翻教会,你知道我们很少讲钱在这里,
if you've been coming to this church for a while, you know we'd very seldom talk about money.
但这个经文呢, 就是神喜欢我们捐得乐意的心。
But this passage tells us that God loves those who give cheerfully.
那如果我们穿个奉献袋呢, 哎呀,有奉献袋来,我要施舍, 哎呀,不捨得啊,给个一毫子下去就算了,那你不要摆啊。
You know, if when we pass the offering bag and it comes around and you say, oh no, they're taking an offering, I've got to give to charity now, you know, oh, I don't want to, but maybe I'll put my 10 cents in. Don't give.
我们不需要,你喜欢,你捐得乐意,你喜欢,我们神看到神的祝福。 如果你没有这个奉献的心,不要紧,你不用奉献。
You know, if you're giving cheerfully to God, God sees it and He's blessed by it. If you don't want to give, that's okay. No pressure here.
因为第二个经文呢,就是哈该书第二章八节。
The second verse I really like is in Haggai chapter 2 verse 8.
哈该书第二章第八节说,万军之耶和华说,银子是我的, 金子也是我的。
And in this passage, the Lord said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, thus says the Lord of hosts.
神是有, 但是祂喜欢我们慷慨,祂喜欢我们捐得乐意的心。
God has, He doesn't need, but He likes it when we give willfully and cheerfully to Him.
所以我们看到这个雅各书提醒我们呢, 我们怎样用我们的钱?
And so this passage in James is reminding us that we need to be careful on how we use our money.
雅各整本书其实都是这样讲,
actually the whole book of James is talking about this.
如果你是看第一章22节,不如单单听道,你们要行道,不如单单听道。
Chapter 1 verse 22 says, be doers of the world, not hearers only, deceiving yourself.
第二章第八节说,要爱人如己,
and in James chapter 2 verse 8 it says, love others as yourself.
接着第二章15节至17节说,你见到人家有需要赤身露体,你正说为你祈祷,平平安安去,你的信心是死。
And then James in chapter 2 verse 15 to 17 said, you see somebody naked and destitute and hungry, and you just say, I'll pray for you, bro, you know, God take care of you, and you walk away. He said, your faith is dead.
所以雅各在整卷书都是讲的这些什么?基督徒,你怎样运用你的钱?
And so James is the whole book, basically he's saying, Christian, how are you using your money?
一个提醒给我们,如果我们看钱是重要,一失去钱,我们惨,如果我们看到耶稣重要,钱是有,钱是没有,无所谓。
I think the emphasis is, if you're looking at money as the most important thing, once your money is gone, you're in big trouble. But if you're looking at Jesus as the most important thing, whether you have money or not, you're fine. 你将你嘅财宝积喺天上，唔好积喺地上。Put your treasures in heaven. Don't build them here on earth. 嗱，我哋唔知道世界会发生咩事听日。We don't know what the world's going to happen tomorrow. 北韩就有发展原子弹，又有宣传片话系炸美国白宫，系咪 ？North Korea's got now claiming they have nuclear weapons and putting up on the internet videos of them blowing up the White House.听日发生咩事？中国楼价泡沫会唔会忽然间崩溃 ？How about the housing bubble in China? Will it pop? 澳门嘅楼价泡沫啊？How about the Macau housing bubble? Will it pop? Well, Lawrence would know more about that. But 个问题唔系。爆唔爆？个问题系我嘅心态，爆就点，唔爆就点。The problem, the issue is not whether or not it pops. The issue is where is my heart if it pops or doesn't pop. 一齐祈祷 ，Let's pray。主，我哋多谢你睇到你喺圣经里边劝我哋将个心放喺一个清楚。嘅事上高，主，如果你祝福我哋系有钱，我感谢主，因为好多事你系祝福你嘅子民，系祝福我哋喺物质上系可以帮助其他有需要嘅人。主，我靠你真系俾我哋今日可以系享受你所赐嘅福。主，我哋做工人。打工仔有时真的觉得很不公平，有时觉得很辛苦，但是主要靠你给我们一个心，我们打工是为你打工，不是为老板，不是为出粮，是为了荣耀主耶稣。靠主给我们做一个的积极打工，做我们的本分的心。神啊，如果我们一个老细或者 管人的地位，靠主给我们一个廉洁的心，公平的心，按照主你的制度，你的心意去打理我们的工人。但是主更加靠你，让我们大家是看得耶稣你是最紧要的，将我们这个喜爱钱、喜爱物质这个心是我们里面割出来。我们需要钱，我们知道，但是主靠你给我们一个可以，如果需要放手，不要做一个少年官，悠悠愁愁离开。主，我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，默祷之后散会。